Rebuild, Sri Raman Setu. Multiply, Ramanathapuram, GDDP. Entrance to the Lok Sabha MP. Get Modi's guarantee.
Copyright, Corporate Mom, Corporate Management Orbiter Mission.
Good morning, friends. Today is one of the most important day. It is the Sri Ramanavami. After centuries, got Rama installed in Ayodhya. It is the first Ramanavami that comes forth. So, my friends, I want to present here a most interesting episode, podcast episode, to you. We are in a critical juncture, the cusp of the revolutionary changes that are expected. Rama is there. We have nothing to worry about. But here I would like to present the current scenario and where and how we have to go further. Since the Industrial Revolution, corporate history has seen enormous growth in freedom of enterprise, economic prosperity, innovation, and technical and intellectual advancement. We're looking at the capability model in the industry. Industry is the most important. I've already given GDP. Industry will be in the forefront, more than even agriculture. Take it from me. But it has also furthered the stoking of greed, a slow and sure decay of morality and social order, culminating in high unemployment and misery for mankind. We are looking at the burden on society. The first part is construct values, and the second is dismantling what is worthless. I present here a rebuild Ram Setu, multiply Ramanathapuram GDDP, gross district domestic product. Entrance to the Lok Sabha MP, whoever he is, in any party, I'm not worried about it. I want my place, Ramanathapuram, to be beyond what it can hope to get it. So it makes no difference to me. Whether it's from BJP or Congress or UML or DMK, I'm not worried. He is a Lok Sabha member of my place. Please do, I won't call it as a favor, your ethical responsibility is to see that you develop my constituency. That is my voting right, the citizenship right, which I want to convey to the MP who is going to be elected, and get Modi's guarantee. Never in the history of India, democratic India, a person like Modi has come around who will definitely give what he calls as the Modi's guarantee. So, wonderful CEO. It is the duty, ethical responsibility of the Lok Sabha member of parliament of my constituency to go to Modi and get his guarantee. That is the starting point. Okay, good. For the first part, let corporate look into the opportunities in districts that are 806 in total in India. I must look into the abandoned districts of India, not just the giant companies. That is where the future is for corporate development, not the big companies. Mission 2047 for $20 trillion is not replicating the current companies. Adani's and Tata's and Reliance will be there, but not necessarily in the same proportion. The new faces would emerge, mainly from the districts. I shall provide the blueprint for Ramanathapuram district. I hail from Ramanathapuram. This can be extended to other districts by interested persons. What I have seen from the current scenario of Ramanathapuram district is indeed pathetic. Any interested, well-placed and educated person who chooses to go to any of the 805 home districts, go to your home districts, go to your route, will find the scenario identical. 70 years, we have not developed at all. We are looking at 2047. We got to develop a developed nation. That is there if we develop the individual districts. It's very, very important. And you have to take interest. I have taken interest in my hometown. What about you? Think about it. The second part is more difficult. Deconstructing what is worthless. Deconstructing what is worthless from dot poll is the current outlook of Modi 3 agenda for the next 5 years. What an elected Lok Sabha member of parliament can do is the critical study I bring in here. Ramanathapuram has a great contribution in this respect. You will find it very interesting. Take a look. Let me take you to this page about my father, late Sri M. Rajaiya, MALT MLC of Ramanathapuram. MALT stands for education, teacher. MLC stands for Legislative Council member. What he did in his hardly 60 years, I'm shocked. He lived, it was something amazing. I want to tell you, he is my father. As Abraham Lincoln said, you have to do your own growing, no matter how tall your grandfather was. Similarly, it is not talking about my father. In fact, I would like to convey to you what others have looked into my father. I had the great opportunity of looking into him and his development as a guru. I want to tell the family people, my father, six children, there was not a single day in all my life where he got angry. It was so pleasant. We used to wait for him to come back from the school or from the club he goes on a daily basis. He was an extraordinary person. Tamil, I would like to bring it here. What he has noted is from Kambaramayanam. That was his methodology of bringing in Tamil as well as English. He was a superman in English, where the great people have really admired. I will come to that next. Tamil was installed as Tamil Sangam number 4 in Madurai by Panditurai Deva. He was brought up in Ramanathapuram, aided by Bhaskar Sairipati, the Raja of Ramnad. Along with them, what developed in Tamil, particularly Raghavayangar, Mu Raghavayangar, and the whole their sons who have taken up a lot of effort in bringing the Tamil literature to a very great extent. That is the culture of Ramanathapuram. Ramanujayangar was our Tamil Pandit, used to come to our place on a daily basis. We'll discuss with my father, Manonmaniyam, Kambaramayanam, other great books of Tamil. This is one of the things which he had noted. I bring it here on purpose. We are talking of teacher. We are talking of legislator. This was his mindset. And this is what the Kambaramayanam says. Nadiyin prayandru narumbunal inmai atre padiyin prayandru bayandanavai purattal nadiyin prayandru magan prayandru mainda vidiyin pray nee idarku ennai vegundathu endran. This is what Rama talks to Lakshmana. Mainda means son. Lakshmana he addresses as son. What he says is this, in English, a river with abundant water always, when dries up at times, it is not the river's fault. Similarly, it is not the mistake of our father who gave the promised boons to Kaikeyi, telling us to go to the forest. neither the blame on the mother Kaikeyi who raised us, nor the mistake of that knowledge. Now, on the younger brother Bharata, this is an error of karma. This is the fate. Why are you getting angry in vain? Says Lord Rama. It's an important aspect of what I'd like to mention here when we talk of 534 MPs who are going to come to the new parliament. It is an extraordinary vision of Lord Rama of what he had been literally forgiving of any of the errors. There were no error, it's all the fate. If you look at what we are doing here in India, there is a lot of problem areas. Is in terms of K.K. Kejriwal, Mamata Banerjee, or Stalin, or many of those guys whom we feel is not up to the mark. Beyond or Rahul Gandhi anyway, or Sonia Gandhi, not up to the mark. They are not working for our country as such. They are working for the self-aggrandizement. This is what is happening. This has to be brought down. When we look at it as the fate, we can look into the possible solutions. That possible solution is in terms of what I have suggested or suggesting here. Connecting the people from the district to the respective member of parliament. It is only a question of a few lakhs of people and one MP. If one MP can take care of our requirement, our expectations, and do feel free to help us out. This is what you are doing as a member of parliament, not in terms of you are being rich or we are not voting for you to make yourself a very rich person or satisfy your greed. It's not the greed that we are talking about. We are looking at what you can do for us. This is what is setting. So when I say MLC, Raja Iyer was an extraordinary MLC. I will present here on the next page what he did as an MLC, what others had talked about him. If our MPs, particularly from Ramanathapuram elected MP, can look into it, all of us would be safe, very safe, and our future will be very safe. Thank you. Here is on the centenary celebration, Dr. Rama Subramaniam, the president of UK Tamil Sangam, an ex-student of Sri Rajavaya, had written this note which came in Dinamani. It gives succinctly what Mr. Rajavaya had done. This is called Arasan Vanangiya Ausriyar by Dr. N. Ram. That is, Raja Ramnad revered teacher by Dr. N. Ram. It says, first, the Tamil part of it, I have a look at it, I am giving certain translation in English. Raja Iyer, Dr. Ram says, who worked as a teacher headmaster of Ramanathapuram Rajas High School for 38 years, served as a member of the Tamil Nadu Legislative Council, 1962 to 1974. Speaking about Raja Iyer in the assembly, Chief Minister Annadurai said, teaching society has never had members like him and will never again. He is doing an excellent job of asking questions, getting explanation and giving explanation with the intention of improving the quality of education. It's an important aspect of what Chief Annadurai had said at that point of time. It was a valedictory function of outgoing MLCs, that is about 68, and who are also seeking for the new, for the second term, which my father did. At that point of time, Legislative Council had a majority of Congress. In Assembly, they have toppled the Congress and Annadurai became the Chief Minister. So Karunanidhi had every seat in the Council he wanted to take so that they become the majority in the Legislative Council. But the only constituency where Chief Anadare had put his foot down and said no opposition from DMK for Mr. Rajaiya. So it was not put, even though Karunanidhi put Anbaragan's brother as an independent against my father, and he lost. That is the command that he had. That is the love and affection that he had from Anadurai, Chief Minister Anadurai. It's a very important aspect of what I like to tell about it, is that which I've been teaching society has never had members like him and will never again. This is a contribution, a singular contribution by Mr. Rajaiya. C.P. Chitrasasu was then the chairman of the Legislative Council, said subsequently, Rajaiya, who grew up in the upper house of the Tamil Nadu legislature, became more famous for his cultured debates. He is a great man in the line of exalted learned men. I'm translating from Tamil. He is a great word about, particularly Chitrasasu is also a DMK personality. Rajaiya was born on 23rd of October 1913 in Paramakudi. His father, Muthuswami Iyer, was also a school teacher. After completing his schooling in towns like Paramakudi, Periyakulam and Madurai, and his intermediate studies at Madurai American College, Rajaiya graduated from Annamalai University, Chidambaram, with a Maths Honours degree. He was also the president of the University Students' Council. Former president R. Venkatraman was his college companion. Here I would like to add one of the incidents which my father himself had written. In fact, as soon as I was elected, a funny incident happened in the council. I was seated next to Dr. A. L. Mudaliar, who happened to be the leader of opposition in the council, and my close friend, Industries Minister R. Venkatraman, who became the President of India later, sent me a note. Raja, please formally join the Congress Party. Dr. Mudaliar saw the notes and was wondering what I would reply. When I sent the same note as a teacher, I am supposed to be unbiased and apolitical. I have lived this way all my life. I would like to continue to be this way in future too. Dr. Mudaliar really hugged me for my spontaneous response, and he started admiring my stump of speeches in English and Tamil. At the same time, when DMK swept, there's a later incident, when DMK swept into power in 1967, R. Venkatraman was the leader of Congress in the council and started blaming the teachers of Tamil Nadu as booth agents for the utter failure of Congress branding all teachers as DMK agents. I couldn't stand this and blasted RVA, saying, if at all there was one state which had a peaceful election without any incident in the whole of India, it was Tamil Nadu, thanks to our teachers. RVA must look at Bihar and other places, and it's unfortunate that RVA is unable to digest the defeat and putting the blame on poor teachers. This news was flashed on headlines in Mail and other papers. When I was again re-elected in 1968, defeating even Manimaran, brother of Anbaragan, he was denied a DMK ticket by Sri Anadurai. As Sri Anadurai said, I won't put up a DMK candidate against Rajaiya, and Manimaran had to contest as an independent. Let me continue with translation of Tamil to English. He made it his main task in his life to spread the light of education from the palace to the small hut of Ramanathapuram, which was very backward in education and economy at that time. Despite many opportunities for promotion, he refused all of them and retired from working in the same town. During the 38 years he worked at Rajas High School, Ramanathapuram, his memory was amazing, as he kept all the details of his students and their parents at his fingertips. I'd like to bring in one incident which I myself have seen. We are talking about the majority of Congress and Council. One Karuthiraman, who was the minister at the time of Mr. Bhaktavatsalam, came to see my father in the hospital. I was sitting outside. He went and came back after some time. So I went and asked him what exactly he had talked. My father said, Congress is losing, likely to lose majority in the council. And if DMK comes, they will have a lot of problem. So they wanted a person who is favorable to Congress and be in the speaker's chair, chairman of the legislative council, so that they would be very happy that untoward things do not happen. My father thanked Karuthiraman and made a mention that as a teacher, I am representing the teachers. My job is to convey what the problems of teaching community has in all over Tamil Nadu, which I am bringing in as a member of the Legislative Council. If I sit there, I will be just listening to others. I won't be able to contribute what my contribution ought to be. Mind you, my father at that time, two of my sisters had not been married. He was getting the 250 rupees as a MLC salary. It was 2,500 rupees as the chairman of the Legislative Council, equivalent to a minister's thing. And 250 rupees he was spending only on letters. And it's a very, very interesting one which I had discussed with him, of spending all his money on going back to the his electorate. This is what I want to emphasize. My MP, when I have a problem, there are hundreds and thousands of people within a Ramanathapuram district, and I mean they have a problem. If my MP can take that to the next line of thinking, as Mr. Rajayar had done, do not worry about whether you are going to get a minister's job. That is not the intention. But solving the multivarious problems of each and every citizen of this particular district, as Mr. Rajayar had done, sacrificing his own personal ambitions and personal growth, he had given back to the society. This I expect, and I want to reiterate, my elected member of the parliament to Lok Sabha in Ramanathapuram district shall follow the principle laid by Mr. Rajayar. Let me continue. He got the funds from town's rich people to provide lunch to the poor students who walked to school daily from the villages around Ramanathapuram. In fact, there's another incident. Ramanathapuram Rajasai School had 1,500 students. In fact, 300 of them, there was a hostel occupants. Many people were coming from Rameshwaram, Mandapam, Pomban, Thangachimadam, Kurakarai, all over from the eastern coast. Very many of them could be reached in their own place. They could afford the hostel. But mind you, many of them, almost very many of them, were Muslims. And Muslims used to come and stay in that. There's a lot of incidents. Why I'm telling is that Muslim community, one incident I would like to mention here, while my sisters were there in the house, one guy came, told them, "Who are you?" and asked, "Tell I am Matavandi Tavudu." So my sisters literally, I was wondering what it is. Tavudu in Tamil means jump. You know, Matavandi is a cart, bulla cart. How can bulla cart can jump? So there was what their mind, they got it. When I told my father was upstairs, he came down and to see this man. After some time, he came back and told his daughters, his name is Matavandi Dawood. In colloquial speaking, Dawood had become Tawud. Tawud means jump. See, this Matavandi Dawood is a very poor man. That was his only asset. Nothing else he had. And creating a Kirakarai, a high school. He came to know of it. So he came and gave all his assets. I am not educated. I want other people to get educated. That's how he gave all his assets to my father. Two things are important. Whether a Muslim or a Hindu. The education is very important for everyone. And this is how Rajaya went by the Chambers of Commerce or Ramnathapuram president. I talked to the secretary of Govindarajan. Then he put me to Jagadishan, who is the current president. Then I got the number, the previous president of this place, Chambers of Commerce of Ramnathapuram. Is one Mr. Ansari. Ansari is a Muslim. When Ansari talked to me, he was telling me, I said, I have got your father's picture on my table right now while I'm talking to you. I phoned up first. Can you imagine? 50 years after the person had passed away, a Muslim person has got that photograph on his table. This is a very important aspect of the development of Muslim inclusion in our strategy for India's growth. We are not talking about $20 trillion. We are talking about the societal changes. So the societal changes that would come from Ramnathapuram districts is immeasurable. This is the persons like Dr. Kalam also comes from that place. Most of these Muslim community are very educated. If India has to look into the UCC, I can go on your behalf, I can take the elected MP, sit with the Muslim community and can discuss dispassionately. They are not going to like or dislike or that sort of thing. We are talking of man to man. We have a collection of Muslim community who are exemplified by their, there's a lot of things which Dr. Anwardeen and so many people, and our connection because of what Rajayar has brought it to this Ramnathapuram is immeasurable. We got to necessarily make use of that. Let me continue what Dr. Ram says. Rajaya was an incomparable speaker in both English and Tamil. He always emphasized that the students progress in their studies and live as decent citizens whenever he got the chance. Rajaya, the recipient of the National Award of the Best Teacher in 1965, his 60th birthday celebration was held in 1973. During that Manivira ceremony, that is 61st birthday, many people fell on his feet and got his blessings. At that time, Ramnath Sethupathi, the Raja of Ramnath, a former student, also prostrated. In the line of Ramnathapuram kings, there has been only one time before that the king fell at the feet of others. When Swami Vivekananda returned to India from America and set foot on the land of Sethupathi, Raja Bhaskar Sethupathi fell at his feet and worshipped him. When he passed away on 21-2-1974, a public holiday was observed in the area. Simple living, high thinking and honesty combined with action or Rajaya. He is gone in body, but in spirit, he will live forever. This is the one on October 23rd, Rajaya's centenary, Dr. Ian Rom has written. Thank you very much.
மாடுகட்டி போரடித்தார் மாடாது சென்னலென்று ஆனைகட்டி போரடித்து ஆனைகட்டி போரடித்து அழகான தென்மதுரை அழகான தென்மதுரை
மாடு கட்டி போரடித்தால் மாறாது சென்னல் என்று யானை கட்டி போரடித்த அழகான தன்மதுரை.
Since using bullocks won't be enough for de-husking paddy grains of such volume for the yield of red grains in the beautiful city of South Madurai, elephants were called for. South Madurai is Vaigai, river Vaigai goes via Madurai. It comes to Ramnathapuram. Ramnathapuram is the end of Vaigai river. And there is a very big dam actually, Periya Kanmai we used to say, very big dam. And it never reaches the sea. That is just about 2 kilometers away from Ramnadi we have a sea. That sea it never reaches. It's all being consumed and utilized. I'll tell you why it is true for Ramnathapuram than any other place. In fact, every other place in Madurai district because of Vaigai River. In those days, in my school, Rajasai School, where I had studied, is two wings. One is full of distance buildings and other things, a road, and the other side of the road is full of classes. There are about possibly about the whole road is about a kilometer or that sort of thing, maybe half a kilometer. And it has about 10-20 classrooms. Those 20, every one of us used to study there, and every one of us have studied in that place. Mind you, even today it is called Granary Hall. That Granary Hall means is the silos of agriculture produce used to be stuck there. And if you look at that building as a whole, the Granary Hall, I think the whole of Ramnad can be fed for the whole year. That sort of produce Ramnathapuram used to have. That's why the agriculture produce of Ramnathapuram was very great. The one most important thing which I have been talking about in GDP 2030 is agriculture. The agriculture produce must reach 1 trillion and it will reach 1 trillion with utilizing agriculture capability of each and every district. There are 806 districts and Ramnathapuram is one among them. And that's why the one which I would like to emphasize in this particular Ramnathapuram district for which I am creating a blueprint to be given to the member of the parliament who is going to represent our district, that agriculture be given the most important aspect. Once we are plentiful of the agriculture, we are safe, very safe.